This is Tatenda Gumbo here at the Studio 7 Headlines for Friday, May 13th, 2016. Some illegal foreign currency dealers in Machingo City say the proposed introduction of bond notes within the next 2 months is likely to boost their black market activities. Zimbabwe Central Bank Governor John Mangujga speaks out on Zimbabwean business executives with offshore accounts revealed in leaked Panama Papers. A Zimbabwean activist, Nyaradzo Mashayamombe, says the economic crisis in Zimbabwe complicates the fight against domestic violence and abuse of children. Chitungwiza residents and former council employees clash with riot police as local government minister Xavier Kasukuwere fails to turn up for a scheduled meeting on an audit report revealing massive corruption in the town. In the Youth Forum Time to Engage, we will be talking with Kimson Gundani, chief economist for Buy Zimbabwe, an organization advocating for the marketing and selling of local products. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts, Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube, will be talking with listeners and experts about corruption as non-governmental organizations release a report on Zimbabwe blasting shady deals in state and private entities. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post your comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook page. Stay tuned.